This goes to Dr. A, B like boy, I, M like Mary, B like boy, O-L-A. Fax 989-583-1914 regarding Charles Anderson. Date of birth 9/23/1941. Dear Dr. Abimbola, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Anderson with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, a history of right-sided nephrectomy, a history of urinary retention with prostate surgery, ischemic cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction, chronic atrial fibrillation. He did have an echocardiogram done 10/26 of 2021, and the ejection fraction is actually slightly improved, 29% last year, this year 30-35. He has mild to moderate mitral regurgitation, but otherwise the echo slightly improved this year. He also had a nuclear stress test. We're asking to get a copy of the results, but he reports that it was negative for cardiac ischemia. He's feeling well, no hospitalizations. He did have an episode of vertigo last fall and was seen in the office. He was treated with most likely antivert. He took it until the dizziness resolved and does not require any more at this time. He has had a previous episode of vertigo also a few years ago. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea at rest. He does have some dyspnea with exertion that is unchanged. No cloudiness or blood in the urine. And no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. He's anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. And I want to highlight the Lasix 40 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight is 204 pounds. That's a 4-pound increase over 5 months. Pulse 75 and blood pressure 107 over 56. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 3rd of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 2.1. Estimated GFR is 31. Previous levels were 2.2, 2.2, and 2.4. Albumin is 3.9, calcium 9.1, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus is 3.1, hemoglobin 12.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease, no uremic symptoms, no evidence of volume overload, no pericarditis, right nephrectomy, hypertension is well controlled, and atrial fibrillation anticoagulated. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diet, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.